The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show, sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, we'll do it. Rokan Show right here. Top five, five, five most, interesting, improbable, entertaining things that you might hear in a given day. Or newsworthy. Sometimes it's just newsworthy. And that's where it all starts right here. Checking in at... technical. It's a technical. We had a technical, Kevin.
Classic technical difficulty.
Checking in at...
number five.
Senate acquitted President Trump of abusing his power of office and obstructing Congress. Today, ending the third presidential impeachment trial in American history. Now, Republicans and Democrats had appeared to be marching toward an entirely party-line vote. But then came Senator Mitt Romney, Republican of Utah, presidential candidate, you might recall, in 2012. He became the only Republican lawmaker to join Democrats in voting to convict the president on one count, and that was the abuse of power count, because he called the actions of the president an appalling abuse of public trust.
The allegations made in the articles of impeachment are very serious. As a senator juror, I swore an oath before God to exercise impartial justice. I am profoundly religious. My faith is at the heart of who I am. I take an oath before God as enormously consequential. I knew from the outset that being tasked with judging the president, the leader of my own party, would be the most difficult decision I have ever faced. I was not wrong.
He went on to talk about in an interview, print interview, about what kind of an impact this is going to have, not just on him, but on his wife, on his kids, on his grandkids, and maybe even their kids, his great-grandkids, as he moves forward. But he had to vote what he saw as his conscience and what he saw as his duty to himself and to his God and to the country. And so it's quite a moment. Donald Trump Jr. already tweeted out within the last 2 hours that Mitt Romney should be excised from the Republican Party for doing what he did. So I can see, and I've not seen the president's reaction to Mitt Romney specifically. I don't know that there has been one yet. I haven't seen that crossing. But it's certainly in a moment now where, now that this is all over, and we are now in an election year, which we were anyway, this gives the president an opportunity to go out and say that he was exonerated. He'll say completely exonerated. It was interesting that his lawyers, we just heard that in the top of the hour news, Jay Sekulow, was saying that it was one vote on one, only one vote to convict on one count. Well, one Republican vote to convict on one count. The Democrats were fairly unanimous in this. We're unanimous in this. So this ends this moment in American history. And it ended exactly as it was predicted to have ended. But now it's up to the American people to make a decision about what they heard, whether they support the president and everything that he has and the job they think he has done, or whether they don't support the president's job and they would like to see him ousted, or they supported the president's job but now believe that he may have crossed a line. That's really the question. And that's going to be, I think, that third category is going to be the differential here in the vote coming up in November. So we'll see. And it also depends on who the Democrats end up choosing, because I will bet you that we'll be in the last week of October, right before the Tuesday in November, and we will still not know what happened in the Iowa caucuses from 8 months prior. All right, let's do this. Let's or 9 months prior. Let's check in with Lauren Lapka. She's got the traffic and the weather. Then we'll get to your 4, 3, 2, and 1. Top 5 continues. We're up to
number four.
Now, Chicago firefighters are upset, and rightfully so. They were marching downtown today because there was an exam that was being given an elevation exam for new lieutenants and battalion chiefs. And during the exam, it was canceled because of a computer glitch. And they're blaming a third-party city vendor that was involved in this. 1,600 firefighters have been attempted to get tested here for this. And there's been a shortage of firefighter captains, lieutenants, and chiefs. The last exam was held, listen to this, 11 years ago, and because there is a shortage of bosses, essentially, white shirts, that there has not been, people are working overtime, it's been a stress on the entire fire department, and the firefighters have headed up to here.
That's what we're all wondering. We don't know why it's so difficult to give an exam. We're all very disappointed and frustrated.
What it does is it puts additional stress on the membership to try to perform during these 24-hour shifts. In addition, it creates overtime, which if you were to hire, you would eliminate.
Yeah, that is true. You know, we spend a lot of time in the city in the politics of the police department and in the politics of the politicians of this town, the aldermen. But the firefighters, who are the spine in a lot of ways here of the city. You know, you talk about public safety, obviously, you know, Chicago police, they're on the front lines. But when things go wrong, who's responding to it? Firefighters are responding to it. EMT paramedics are responding to it. EMTs, you know, every fire truck in Chicago is carrying EMTs on it. Most of the rigs, more than half the rigs of ambulances in this town are two paramedics. You don't get that in major cities. You don't get that kind of level of protection. And you don't get the life-saving numbers or the vertical rescue numbers that other cities get. Here, this city is so much better, so outperforms the other fire departments around the world. It is astounding. And they're doing it without the attention that they really deserve or the respect to be able to get an exam done, to have a computer exam be canceled in the middle of the exam as they're trying to get people into jobs that some of them have been waiting almost a decade to ascend to. I mean, it's ridiculous. So I know that there's a lot on the mayor's plate here, but this is certainly something that needs to be paid attention to. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. There is no question that when we have seen these decreases in the murder rate, a lot of that has to do with the work of the Chicago Fire Department, because they're the ones saving those lives of people. So that's just a shooting and not a murder. So think about that and thank them when you see them as well.
Number three.
All right. You may have heard of celebrities or multi-billion dollar companies donating money to cover students' lunch debt. Right? This has been a big issue where there's schools where the kids can't eat because their parents didn't help them or they weren't able to come up with the money for their lunches. And then they accrue debt in the lunchroom and then they can't eat. So there's a bunch of people have been jumping in trying to help out. Along comes Kiani Ching from Vancouver, Washington, an 8-year-old who wanted to help his schoolmates by selling handmade keychains for $5 a piece. You know how much this kid made? $4,000 doing that. And he erased that school debt from his, that lunchroom debt from his school. Now, Keone was ultimately inspired by San Francisco 49ers player Richard Sherman, who previously had played for the Seahawks, and donated more than $27,000 to a similar cause.
I know a lot of people that eat hot lunch a lot, and they run out of lunch money like I did once. Because if people don't have a packed lunch and they don't have enough lunch money, they will starve. I've passed all my goals so far, and the goal for the lunch debts.
Wow. How about that? There's a kid who should be getting the Medal of Freedom. When I'm president of the United States, I'm going to have that kid at the State of the Union. I'm going to give him the Medal of Freedom right there. It's a new thing to do. And a brand new car. All right. Checking in at
number two.
Saw is back. Did you like the original Saw movies? I'm not a gigantic fan of them.
The first one was terrifying, though. And then after that, I was like, well, where are they going with this?
Only so many games he can play. Right. It's a song. Okay, I get it. It's a song that's killing people. Okay, fine. Now, this is interesting. Saw is back. And you know who's producing and writing this new Saw? Chris Rock. What? Yes. He came up with the story for the project. He's going to star as a police detective investigating a string of sadistic murders. And he's putting in it Samuel L. Jackson and Max Minghella.
What do you got there?
Oh, it's just my wife, Emma. This is my son, Charlie.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
While it lasts.
Nothing happier than the wife of a new detective.
Emma's cool, man. She's different. You don't know my wife.
You give a woman 600 Tuesdays. It ain't worth three Saturday nights.
All available units, officer down.
Detective Banks en route. Whoever did this has another motive. They're targeting cops.
You want to play games, mother?
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that. Been playing a lot with movie clips over the last number of months for the podcast that Richard Roper and I have been doing on the greatest movies of all times. And that right now, I'm going to tell you, I can just tell you right now. And I know about trailers and movie clips and whether or not the movie's going to be good. I can tell like that. Not going to work. And finally,
number one,
a bonehead. There's no other way to describe this guy, but bonehead who decided he wanted to have a viral internet moment announced that he was infected with the coronavirus in the middle of a flight on the way from Toronto to Jamaica. This was a WestJet Airlines flight. It had to turn around and go back to Canada. He then got arrested, of course. James Pottock thought the prank would be the start of internet stardom. But no one was laughing, and instead, the crew quickly donned on face masks, and then they booed this idiot off the flight.
Oh, they got you on camera, too.
You're a clown, man.
Seriously, you didn't say it.
All right. Now, when he got arrested, he got booked, and then he sat down with a TV news station in Toronto, and he did an interview.
I fly to Jamaica 5 times a year. One time, a couple trips ago, I did a similar thing. I pulled my phone out. I made a viral video. I got up. I said, can I have your attention? Can I have your attention? Everyone stopped and looked, and I said, Lil Wayne's new album just dropped. Everybody go get it. No problem with that. Sat back down, landed, everybody got off, no issues. Seemed to me like this was in poor taste in retrospect.
Oh, my God. Really? And, you know, that is such a Canadian thing to do, by the way. I just want to point out, by apologizing, but, you know, it does seem to me like maybe this was in poor taste. Really? I don't think poor taste is the word I would use.
What I did, I stood up. I said, can I have everybody's attention? I just came back from Hunan province. That was it.
Why would you say that?
Well, I had my camera with me. I was looking to get a viral video. I was looking to get it up on all the social media platforms. I figured it would invoke some type of reaction, not on the plane, more people seeing on social media going, wow, this kid's is crazy, whatever it is. I was looking to create a video, yes, that would go viral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For what purpose, though, to go viral?
I'm an artist.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any publicity for myself is good publicity.
Yeah. I think you're more of an a-hole. If I could use like a word that would start with an A, that would be more of the case. And there's one more of this doofus? Oh, God.
What I did was wrong. I ruined the flights for 200 and some odd people. I ruined their flight. They've charged me criminally. And, yeah, I have court to go to. There's all types of positions, people that are happy, people that are upset, but in the end, I ruined the people on the plane's trip.
Yes, you did.
So I'm extremely apologetic.
Yeah. And again, very Canadian. He's apologizing. Like, an American, don't apologize for this. You mean mug the camera when it goes by you. But still, what a moron! Let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.